I'm bored. How much longer is Charlotte gonna be in there?
Yeah, your sister's lesson ends in 10 minutes. Patience is a virtue, Ro.
Do you have my snack?
Uh-huh.
Kale smoothie? Seriously?
It's what your mom packed. Sorry, kid. Choosing a manuscript to send to Sloane has proven more difficult than I anticipated. Maybe the one about the restaurant critic who chokes on a snap pea and has a Be Our Guest-style fever dream in the hospital? Or the one about the female politician who gets blackmailed by her own talking appendix?
Ugh.
Why does it suddenly seem like I've never written a single thing I like?
If you can play with your phone, can I play with mine?
How about you just help me with something?
Fine.
Okay, choose your player. Someone who eats food for a living, or someone who is really bossy and looks good in a suit.
The person who gets to eat a lot.
Okay. And sent. Activate literary career.
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Episode 4.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
How many minutes left do we have now?
Well, one less than the last time you asked.
Ugh, I hate math.
Ooh, me too, bud. Hmm?
Jane! What's up? You didn't reply, so you're probably not coming tonight, but in case you are coming, we're meeting by the Wonder Wheel at 6. I'm wearing blue plaid pants, so you should be able to spot me. I was gonna wear shorts, but I thought, you know, I might get cold, but, you know, now I'm worried we might end up going swimming, and, you know, so, anyhow, sorry. Yeah, hope to see you. It's Christian, by the way.
Jane?
Okay, let's play a game. You need to come up with a place you'd rather be less. And go.
I can't. This is the worst. There's no worse than this worst.
Oh, sure there is. Like, if you were shrunk down and trapped in a string cheese packet and I pulled you out of my pocket and See, that there's always a worse worst. Hmm?
Sorry, me again. Erica says my pants are actually teal, not blue. Anyhow, yeah, it didn't want you to be confused, you'd be colorblind, I don't know, yeah. Sorry, anyway, I'll see you soon, or not, you know, it's totally your call. It's Christian, by the way.
All right, kid, let's get your sister and get out of here. I could be home drinking a can of Trader Joe's rosé and watching TV like a normal person, but I decided maybe Coney Island wouldn't be my worst after all.
Jane! I didn't think you'd come.
Well, I had to see these teal pants.
I know, it can be crowded here. Just didn't want you to get lost.
Yeah, for sure. This is not my usual haunt.
Same. I feel like such a tourist, but I also kind of love it, you know? I'm trying to win a stuffed Drogon.
But before you even ask, it's a plush dragon that's uglier than Sin.
Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Okay, the dragon is from Game of Thrones.
Yawn. So, you want to go on the cyclone with me, Jane? I can't get these losers anywhere near it.
That is because it's a certified death trap, Deirdre.
So, is that fried goo you're eating?
Excuse me, the funnel cake is actually a sacred rite of passage?
Ugh, Americans. Fine, let me try some.
Hmm?
Okay, fine, Mateo.
It's good.
Jane, come help me win this dragon for Christian.
That dragon is mine, people.
Oh yeah, we shall see, Leah.
Yo, whoever wins the dragon is buying drinks.
Oh, I like that. Sounds good.
For everyone, I will be right back.
I'm devastated.
Oh, you can drink your sorrows away, honey. I've got to admit, I'm not having a terrible time. Part of me wonders how much of that feeling is actually Deirdre and her powers.
Deirdre? What exactly does it mean to bring the party? Like, how does it work? Are you using it right now?
No. The vibes are strong without me currently. When I use them, though, you can tell there's, like, a shift. Mood, energy, confidence, and adrenaline. All of it's boosted. Drinks poured, dancing commences.
So you're like Dionysus.
Who?
He was some drunk Greek guy. Here you go.
Thanks, Erica. Yeah, definitely that. But he was also, like, the god of partying.
Yes, the god of partying.
Yours is objectively, like, the coolest power.
Got its pros and cons, like everything. What about you? What are the commands like?
Oh, they're pretty straightforward.
Sometimes people look sort of weakened after I throw the party at them. Do your powers do that? Can they, like, hurt people?
No. Oh my god, no. I wouldn't do it if they did.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Something about her tone makes me think she's not totally convinced, but I'd know if the commands were hurting people, right? It's not like I've ever forced anyone to do anything bad.
Ah, it's my mother. I can't even. Christian, look at those.
I hope you're not sitting home on a Saturday night. Aw, that's a cute selfie.
It's 90% her and my Aunt Linda's foreheads.
Oh, I love moms.
Oh my god, do you mind if we take one? My mom's gonna think you're my boyfriend and she'll be thrilled.
Oh, yes.
Okay, she's gonna love you. Smile! She thinks you're cute. Oh, and she wants to know if you're the doctor.
Ooh, what doctor?
Well, okay. He's not a doctor, but his name is Bruce.
Oh, uh-huh. Like Bruce Wayne.
You are such a nerd.
Of course, Deirdre's already dancing with the street band.
Shall we? You know she hates not having an audience for 10 seconds.
Ooh, and Leah looking good out there.
Ooh, I gotta tell her tapping your foot doesn't count as dancing.
Hey, Jane.
Last time we saw each other, we had a pseudo-fight over actual magic, like teen nemeses at a wizard school. But tonight, she just seems more laid back. Cool. I say something very normal.
Whoa, the guitarist looks like a medieval warlord in a tank top.
I don't know. It's kind of working for him.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah, girl.
Ooh, shake it.
Beside me, poor Mateo keeps trying to dance with Christian while he sort of nods his head like a woodpecker.
Ugh, I wish my girls were here. They'd love this. They're with their mom tonight. But I'll take them here the next weekend my mom's visiting.
His mom's cool, too. She makes the best tamales I've ever had. I mean, I think you brought them to group one time, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, anyway, I'm gonna go check out that game, the one with the balls, but randomly it involves skiing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go play with those balls too, Mateo. Yeah, I'll be right back. Okay, so what is up with you two?
What do you mean?
I know a tongue-tied crush when I see it.
Oh, well, I don't even know if he's even... Because, his ex was a...
His sudden loss of nouns confirms my suspicions.
Oh, God, just because he had kids with a woman doesn't mean he isn't into men. It's my turn. Move.
Yeah, I think he might have mentioned something about a guy he dated one time, but, you know, that still doesn't mean he...
What, be into you? Why wouldn't he? You're a total catch.
Yeah? I don't know.
Well, I'm just an outsider, but the interest looks pretty mutual to me.
What? No, that's not... Is it? How do you mean?
I don't know. Who do you think I mean? Take your role.
Okay. Now stop deflecting. What do you mean? What looks mutual?
Okay, so there was the way he was looking at you when you remembered his mom's tamales, for starters.
Oh? Well, that was so embarrassing.
Nah, people like when you remember little details about them. Oh, and he gave you a little side glance when we were listening to the music.
What glance? I didn't see a glance.
Well, that's because it was a side glance. And then there's the way he was just always magically appearing by your side at any gathering.
I appear by his side.
I think you appear by each other's side. Over already? Hey, excuse me, we want to play another game, but I'm out of quarters.
There's a change machine over there.
Right, yeah. But see, I'm also out of dollars to exchange for the quarters.
So, what do you want me to do about it?
Let us play another round of skee ball.
Jane?
Oh, oops.
Here you go. Enjoy.
Okay, fine. One free game is okay.
Oh, there you guys are. Okay, you gotta take these. Don't worry, it's tequila. Yeah, we already took our shots. We're gonna go to the Cyclone. Deirdre finally convinced us by buying more alcohol.
Now that sounds like the worst possible idea.
I know.
Okay, I'll take this, thank you. But I have to skip the roller coaster part. I just regained a fully functional body.
Ooh, copy that.
Go. Ride with Mateo.
No, I can stay with you.
Seriously, I don't mind at all.
I think Leah's skipping too, so you'll have company, Jane.
Oh, great. I try to think of something to say to Leah and fail. I'm a writer. This is supposed to be easy.
Ladies, step right up. Play a game.
No, thanks.
Oh, thanks. Pretty please. Come on, ladies. This is me begging you.
Wow, I was tempted to ask you to command that guy to shut up.
Oh, well. Asking me to use my powers, are we?
Okay, I didn't say I'd do it, just that I'd be tempted.
And you're a master at resisting temptation?
Sometimes. Hey, let's go down to the beach. It's crowded up here.
You going barefoot?
Duh, we're on the beach.
You are 2 inches away from stepping on a condom.
Oh.
Come here. So, how's the vine?
You think my power's pretty silly, huh?
What? Nah. I mean, you could probably fix climate change or something, right? Make all the rainforest grow back.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
Oh.
All right, fine. Making a plant grow out of deadwood is very Disney princess of you.
It's not the most flashy power, but I like it. And it can do more than you'd expect.
When did you get it?
I was born with a defective heart. I had an emergency transplant surgery as an infant, so I've always had it.
Ooh, wow, that must have been a lot growing up.
Yeah, I didn't really know any different.
If I had my power as a kid, I would have commanded my mom to buy me another hamster so I could teach them tandem tricks like Velma and Roxy in Chicago.
Cute.
I really like musicals. Alas, instead, I spent most of my time in the hospital. I thought it was weird that not all dresses are buttless, but now I get to experience this whole other way to exist.
I imagine it's liberating.
You must have been pretty popular on the playground, making giant dandelions and shit.
Oh, no, no, no. I was so ashamed of it. This one time, I made the grass braid itself into a crown for this girl I liked. Her name was Sarah T. But she just screamed and then told the whole grade I was a witch.
Okay, Sarah T clearly has no taste.
Oh, truly. But I was really careful from then on. I didn't show or tell anyone until I found our group.
Jeez, that's crazy. To have this amazing power and just hide it.
I don't know. I think it helped me learn how to know when to use it, and I didn't need to show it off for it to matter. It was just a part of me.
I have the simultaneous urge to run into the ocean and also never to move again. Maybe she is a witch.
Hey! Leah! Dave!
Oh my god, Christian. His hair is so big.
It's that post-cyclone glow-up.
He somehow looks more solid than I've ever seen him.
Get back up here! We're off the ride.
Oh, he's the best. Come on, let's go.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Come on.
It's all me.
No way. Can you win the balloon game 3 times in a row? You have to be cheating.
I've just got excellent concentration.
And an excellent track record of shooting things into mouths.
Oh, rude. Yes. And unnecessary, D.
Oh, I know, sorry.
We've gathered around the water gun clown game on the edge of the rides. Leah has disappeared. I keep catching myself looking for her.
Yeah.
Oh! Again?
What's up?
What is...
And with yet another victory, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to grab a celebratory beer. Christian, come with.
Oh, what about me?
Sure, of course. I mean, you're welcome. please?
Stick with me, kid. We'll go places.
I can't help but feel like I nudged the flirtation ever so slightly in the right direction. And all without any commands.
Where are Leah and Erica?
They're in the bathroom. All right, let me show you Yanks how it's done.
We'll see about that.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, aim your pistols towards the clown's mouth. First person to burst their balloon is the winner. Ready, set,
Come on, you bastard. Eat this. You got it.
Commands don't work on inanimate objects, Jane.
We've got a winner.
Awesome.
Of course that kid wins.
Is it not mildly messed up to reward children for shooting clowns in America?
After I pee out 3 shots of tequila and several beers, I will be ready to reflect on the 6th state of America.
Until then, darling.
God, this line. Maybe I should just pee in my beer cup.
I know that lovely up and the way your cheeks go pink.
Are you jealous, Erica?
Why are they huddled away by the drinking fountains? I don't like to pry. Okay, that's a lie. I love to pry.
Okay, that ship has obviously sailed, and you know I just want you to be happy. And you looked really happy down there.
A, we were just talking. B, she couldn't be farther from my type.
Maybe that's why you're resisting.
I'm not resisting. There's nothing to resist. Jane's clearly a mess. Oh, what is that look?
I am not giving you a look.
She's just too much. You know she is. There's something really reckless about her. I do not want to be involved in whatever drama she manufactures next.
Hey, you, give me your beer.
Here you go.
Ooh, whoa, take it easy.
Oh, wait, okay, shh. And give me your beer.
Where you been? We've been looking for you for 20 minutes. You missed the Wonder Wheel.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, crap. And how I love things that spin me around in relentless circles.
Hey, are you okay? You seem a little off.
Just give me some space. I'm fine.
Isn't it beautiful?
Why do you even
tonight?
Care? Yeah. Oh, look, more drinks. Hey, keep on walking. Give us those.
Nope. Ignore the lady. Off you go. Carry on with your night.
No. They want to. Okay.
Jane, what are you doing?
Okay, right? You girl with piercings. Tell us what you really think of your boyfriend here.
He's okay. Well, he's kind of boring and full of himself and, well, he likes to mansplain shit, but, I'm 29, and as my mom likes to remind me, I'm not getting any younger, so...
Hey!
I'm
right here.
Jane, I think we step away from this now.
Okay, your turn. Tell me about what you think of your lady here.
She's great, but I just feel like... trapped. I don't know where else to be. I slept with someone else once.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, hold, just, you slept with someone? Oh, you fucking asshole.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm out of your league anyway.
That was $10.
Oh, my God.
You deserve better. Know that.
You're a real bitch. You know that?
No, I am a mess. Okay?
No, you're a psycho. Brand new shirt. God damn it.
Jane, what was that?
Isn't it refreshing to just hear what people really think for a change? Now that lady is free to not be with a douchebag. Let's have the unfiltered truth, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good. Everyone's here now for the show.
Welcome, Erica, Mateo, Leah.
I think you're acting really messed up, Jane.
Well, of course you do, Leah.
Hey, let's just take a beat, girl. I mean, what's going on with you?
I have to go.
Jane, wait! I'll call you an Uber!
I didn't want to come to goddamn Coney Island anyway.
You okay?
Hi, I'm great.
Okay, this is what I want, and I want it now. Oh, you look good when you're sleepy. Your roommate here?
No, it's just me this time. Why?
Mm. Oh, wait, no, Jane.
No, okay. No. No talkies.
No, Jane, really. Mm.
Really. Hey, look at me. Do you need some water?
No, I don't need anything. I have to go. Ugh, especially not another person taking care of me tonight. A second ago, I wanted him so badly, and now he's making my skin crawl.
Jane, wait. I can't let you leave like this.
I can't leave like this? What? You can't let me leave?
Sorry, no. That's not what I meant. Not what I was trying to say. I'm just worried about you getting home. I just want to help.
I get it. Oh my God, you're a good guy. God, stop trying to help all the time. It's pathetic.
Okay.
And that's when I notice. Bruce doesn't look good. He looks dulled. And duller than when I commanded him a second ago.
Does it hurt them?
This couldn't have been for me, right? I don't hurt people. I'm just having a little fun. Not following rules. Not holding back.
I'll text you.
Okay.
But as fast as I walk, I can't get Leah's voice out of my head. She's just too much. I'm just too much.
Too much? You know she is. There's something really reckless about her. I do not want to be involved in whatever drama she manufactures next.
You're listening to Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Power Trip is a Realm original production. Listen away.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
Power Trip stars Tatiana Maslany. Written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Rhoda Bayessa, Nicole Otto, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, Julian Yap, and Tatiana Maslany. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Brendan Hines, Lisa Loeb, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Tanisha Gary, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, Keeler Lee, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Additional voices by the cast. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Original theme and transition music by Daniel Wonacott, with additional music by Hashem Asadoulahi, and digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadoulahi. Find more shows like Power Trip by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.